No new CDs this month, so I guess it's the choice of the presenter. Hope you enjoy what's on offer in the next 60 minutes of Organ First Radio. Alan Ashton here again with you, and it's a selection of pipe and electronic organ recordings from far and wide. Getting the show underway is David Lowe at the Clydebank Wurlitzer, which originally came from the Ritz Cinema in Stockport. The two tunes are Ben, composed in 1972, which I guess will be forever associated with pop star Michael Jackson, and before that a tune in the praise of the city of Chester. David Lowe.
Thank you.
Ben and the City of Chester. And, of course, the sounds there are the delightful 8-rank Wurlitzer in Clydebank Town Hall. Recently, I've been trying to do some research into some organist signature tunes for a forthcoming production, and although the Tony Lowry composition Doreen, used by organist Doreen Chadwick, doesn't figure in the actual production, I came across what I think is the only recording of the full version of that tune. Under normal circumstances, Doreen Chadwick would play just the first few bars as the console rose into view. But in this recording by organist Lois Sager at the Gulbranson organ, we get to enjoy the complete composition. I think it'd be fair to say that Organ First Radio is the only programme of its kind that brings you the sounds of electronic organs of the past, such as the Gulbranson just played there by Lois Sager. Each of these organs have, in their own small way, played a huge part in organ world music, and in no way can be compared with the orchestral sounds that we mainly hear from today's instruments. And that's no bad thing. Take, for instance, Don Baker, who was, for many years, the technical consultant for the Conn Organ Company back in the days when the accent was to try and imitate pipe-like sounds, but with the addition of a one-man band of 22 differing rhythm patterns, all put to good use in Aquarius. Aquarius, played by Don Baker on the Conn 651 and taken from a deleted Reader's Digest set of recordings. Many organists have recorded Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from the film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, but other themes in that film tend to get overlooked, except that is, unless your name happens to be Dennis James. Here he is then at the Mighty Morton Theatre Organ in the Ohio Theatre in Columbus, reminding us of the montage sequence when Butch and Sundance escape to the wilds of Bolivia. The theme goes under the title of South American Getaway. Thank you. South American Getaway, composed by Burt Bacharach and played by Dennis James. From time to time, I try to include recordings which show off the two sides of an organist playing both electronics and pipes. With the recent passing of American organist Ralph Wolfe, I've picked out two tunes that he recorded in his long musical career. The first features him playing the Wurlitzer in the Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo in California, and is the delightful ballad The Touch of Your Hand, which comes from the film Roberta. That's followed by the sound of the Thomas Celebrity Model and Yesterday.
Thank you.
Two tunes, one artist and one composer. The Touch of Your Hand and Yesterday, both composed by Jerome Kern and played there by Ralph Wolfe. I think I've said it in past programmes, but down here in the lovely part of Cornwall, we might be blessed with a very nice climate, but the one thing we don't have is a major theatre organ venue, and so I guess I envy those of you that do have a place to go and to enjoy regular concerts. One such place is the New Victoria Centre in Howdenley Weir, where they have the former New Victoria Bradford Wurlitzer beautifully installed. I've been reminded of it a couple of times recently. One was when I was able to provide a recording that someone wanted and who is lucky enough to be able to attend concerts there. And the other occasion was learning that organist Joe Marsh had just been voted this year's patron of the Theatre Organ Club. So this is an ideal opportunity to play not only one of Joe's recordings that he made there, but to let you hear what the organ sounded like when it was broadcast by Arnold Loxham. The tune is called The Daisy. Late Arnold Loxham and The Daisy. Now, when it came time for the organ to be sold, it was purchased by a group of people who went on to form the North East Theatre Organ Association, and the treasurer just happens to be Joe Marsh, this year's Theatre Organ Club patron. And it was he who was given the honours of recording the organ back in 1991. Here's Joe then, firstly with his signature tune, Cherokee, and that's followed by Brian's Song from the pen of Michel Legrand. Thank you. Cherokee and Brian's Song, played there by Joe Marsh. We've heard the Conn, Gulbranson and Thomas models in the show today, but there are many who say the granddaddy of them all is the Hammond. Over the years, there have been many reincarnations of the original Hammond A and B models, so let's hear Blackpool organist Ray Willits at the Hammond EX200 model with the lovely ballad, Funny How Time Slips Away. Ray Willits at the Hammond EX200 and Funny How Time Slips Away, a tune composed by country and western singer Willie Nelson and charted in the 60s by Billy Walker. It's a nice little tune, I think. Talking of which, here's another nice little tune, this time played by that master of the multi-orchestral keyboard sound, Brian Sharp. The Dream Theme, played there by the great Brian Sharp. Well, I always try to be topical in my choice of music, so let's have a listen to Vic Hammett as he plays the Wurlitzer that used to be in Buckingham Town Hall. It's a little novelty number called Horse Box. Hammett and Horsebox. Listen, it could have been worse. I could have included the Donkey Serenade. But the wives said, "Nay, lad, nay, you can't do that." OK, back to the more serious matters. And in case you didn't or hadn't noticed, March the 20th was the first day of spring. Cue William Davis at the Tatton Hall Knutsford Willis Organ and the Daffodil Dance.
Thank you.
William Davis and the Daffodil Dance. I borrowed an interesting book from the library the other week that tells a story of the long-running BBC programme Desert Island Discs, conceived by Roy Plumley. In fact, the programme has been part of the airwaves on and off for 70 years, and it's interesting to note that three organists, namely Sandy McPherson, Reginald Fort and Reginald Dixon, were all castaways between 1954 and 1971. Although the book indicates many of the record choices for other castaways, none are listed for those three famous organists. Anyway, mention of the book, 70 Years of Castaways, would not be complete without hearing the famous signature tune, albeit on this occasion played by Dutch organ star Cor Steen at his magic organ. Of course, it's Sleepy Lagoon. Cor Steen at the Magic Organ and Sleepy Lagoon. I wonder what recordings Sandy and the two Reggies chose to take with them to their desert island. Would have been interesting to know. Usually the period just after Christmas is a bit lean when it comes to new organ music recordings being released, but I can tell you that I know of three that are being prepared right now, and I hope to have news and maybe even an advanced track of one of them in next month's show. So do make a point of tuning in to Organ First Radio to find out. To close the show this month, a recording made by one of my favourite organists, Eddie Rurier. In 2006, Eddie embarked on a project to combine the sounds of his keyboards with that of a Wurlitzer pipe organ. So, thanks to the Cinema Organ Society, Eddie went along to the Ritz Ballroom in Brighouse to electronically sample the sounds of the three-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer, which was in there before being moved to its new home in Saltaire. Back in his studio, he then combined all the sounds to produce a CD titled Putting on the Ritz. Now, as we've got quite a nice amount of time left in this month's show, I thought I'd end by featuring his upbeat and rather unique version of a very well-known composition by Felix Mendelssohn, the Hebrides Overture. Composed in 1830, this piece was inspired by a cavern known as Fingal's Cave on Staffa, an island in the Hebrides Archipelago located off the west coast of Scotland. From yours truly at Organ First Radio, I'll leave you in the hands of Eddie Rurier and Fingal's Cave.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.